This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 15th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. The call is rising for the United States to intervene somehow in the Gaddafi regime's oppression in Libya. Cato Institute Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies Ted Galen Carpenter argues the U.S. should maintain a low profile or possibly be perceived as having crafted an outcome in a region suspicious of U.S. intentions.
It's important that we remember that there are two rather different kinds of uprisings taking place in the Middle East. The first kind consists of revolts against long-standing authoritarian U.S. clients, like Mubarak in Egypt. The other kind of revolts are those in places like Libya and Iran, where the United States has been on bad terms with the ruling elites. In the first case, the United States has to maintain a very low profile because there's going to be a lot of suspicion about our intentions. And therefore, any high-profile activity that we engage in, suspicions are going to grow that we're trying to hijack those revolutions for our own purposes. The United States is so very unpopular in that part of the world, with negative ratings usually in the 70s, the 80s, very, very high. With Libya and Iran, we have somewhat greater latitude because we're not resented for having supported their oppressors. But even there, we have to proceed with some caution.
Gaddafi seems intent on holding on to power no matter what happens. And so this call begins to rise up. What is the West to do? And when people say the West, they mean the United States. What is the West to do?
Even in Libya, I think it's important for the United States and its allies to maintain a relatively low profile. The suspicion that exists throughout the region exists to some extent in Libya as well. And it's important for the Libyan people that if this revolution succeeds, it succeeds because of their efforts. We don't want to have the result look as though it is being imposed by the United States and the European powers. The Islamists in that country and throughout the region will have a field day if we give them that kind of propaganda victory. Now, certainly it's hard to watch the images of Gaddafi's forces firing on demonstrators, firing on rebels, and there have been a considerable number of civilian casualties, but revolutions are rarely peaceful. What happened in Tunisia and Egypt tend to be the exception, not the rule. And we also have to consider the possibility that Libya may split. There are geographic and tribal divisions within that country. And again, if the U.S. and its allies intervene, we get caught up in those kinds of domestic conflicts, and we're not sure what that will mean for our own interests over the long run. We can get involved in murky disputes that we don't even begin to understand.
So, assuming the U.S. doesn't get involved here, if that's the proper role, what does the equivalent of a neighborhood welcome wagon look like? From the United States, from the Ted Galen Carpenter perspective, what should we be willing to offer essentially with open arms? What's in that basket?
What should be in the basket, first of all, is a very clear diplomatic statement that we want to be on good, friendly terms with the successor governments. And some candid admissions in the cases of Egypt and Tunisia and Yemen and wherever else some of these revolts may ultimately topple pro-U.S. tyrants, that our policy in the past may have been misguided. Beyond that, we should look toward possible economic concessions that we can make. Are there barriers to the U.S. market, barriers that could cause problems for these fledgling governments and the economic reforms that they may adopt in their countries? If so, let's try to remove those barriers. And if the barriers are imposed by the European Union, there's a role for our diplomacy there to urge them to loosen the restrictions and create a much friendlier economic environment for the new governments.
For the governments that emerge out of countries where the leaders had been receiving U.S. funds for years, essentially the view, I guess, inevitably is going to be that the U.S. was aiding their oppressors. What do we do besides, like you say, admit that we had some perhaps misguided policies?
Try to establish a clean slate, but don't get trapped into feeling we have to engage in de facto reparations payments for the misconduct of previous U.S. governments. If we did that, there are quite a number of cases around the world where populations could ask us to do that. That's not a proper role for U.S. foreign policy, and it's not fair to American taxpayers to pay for the sins of politicians and bureaucrats in years past.
Ted Galen Carpenter is Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Read more on U.S. foreign policy at cato.org.